Good afternoon on a Wednesday afternoon, so we're halfway through the work week and we are looking at some slightly warmer weather over the next couple of days. Today is somewhat of a transition day. Temperatures are still a bit on the cool side for this time of year. It's not especially bright. We are looking at a lot of clouds around, though there have been some breaks of sunshine as well. And with that cold air still lingering aloft, now, the cloud formations are a bit interesting this afternoon, so that's something to at least appeal to your eye as you look up. You have those sunglasses nearby as well, as some breaks of sun have come through. There could still be an isolated shower in a few spots over the next couple of hours, but rain chances are not particularly high. The feel of the day, though, is more maybe of a mid-spring day than a late spring day. We'll start to see those numbers bounce back up a little bit more over the next couple of days, and there's no big rain chances in our forecast. So after we had some rain around Monday, we had some downpours and even some thunder and hail yesterday. We're transitioning to drier weather here, moving through the second half of the work week. Coming up tonight, it'll be on the cool side again. Temperatures will be generally in the neighborhood of 50 degrees, the upper 40s, the low 50s. We'll have partly cloudy skies. Some areas of fog are possible, especially near bodies of water and in our valley location. So it'll be another chilly night across our area, another night where you might need that heat to at least take some of the chill out of the air, especially when you first step out of bed in the morning. Moving through the day tomorrow, we're looking for a nice mix of clouds and sunshine. There will be a bit of a breeze tomorrow, not especially windy, but the breezes will be a little bit noticeable, especially by tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures will be between about 70 and 75 degrees, so a few degrees warmer than today. And if we can make it to around 75 in Albany, that is average or normal for this time of year. The quiet weather continues on Friday. We'll see temperatures up into the 70s, probably a couple of degrees above normal across much of our area. It may hit 80 south of Albany on Friday afternoon. And then on Saturday, we're going to be watching a decaying thunderstorm cluster come at us from the west. It looks like it'll dive to our south, which would bring more of a rain threat to New York City, say, than to Albany. But it's something we'll have to watch and see exactly where that tracks. So that'll determine our rain chances as we head into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 70 to 75. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy and a bit warmer, high 70 to 75. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and a bit warmer, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, cool, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and a bit warmer, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny and a few degrees warmer, highs in the 70s. On Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of rain, especially south of Albany. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Highs on Saturday in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.